This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I'm waiting, and we've got it. Alhamdulillah. Who knows what tonight is? You guys should know what tonight is. Tonight's the 27th night. Is it Laylatul Qadr? No? So I actually heard no's. Maybe. Now obviously the Prophet ﷺ told us to look for it in the last 10 nights. But there are some scholars that actually do say it's the 27th night, by the way. And there are some narrations that suggest that in a definitive sense. And obviously even those that don't suggest it in a definitive night, it is highly likely that the 27th night of the last 10 is Laylatul Qadr. And obviously with that comes a special reverence for this night. It's no point to tell you about the previous 6 nights now. Inshallah ta'ala, you make your intention as if it's Laylatul Qadr and you overexert yourself with what's left of Ramadan, particularly tonight and of course the 29th night. But there's something that I wanted to particularly point out here. How many of you want to go to Hajj this year? Nobody wants to go to Hajj? How come the hands were up and then some hands went down? You changed your mind about Hajj that quickly? Your dua must be all over the place then. Okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called this night Laylatul Qadr for many reasons. The night of decree. In this night, the angels receive the decrees of everything that is to happen for the year to come. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that the dates of death are given to them, that the names of the Hujjaj for the year to come, the coming up Hajj, those names are registered and given on that day. You know, subhanAllah, if you think about visa processing and the happiness if you get your Hajj visa in the mail, Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates on this night, that is when the names of the Hujjaj are presented to the Malaika, to the angels for the next year. So a lot of things happen in this night, and what I want you to really take from this, and I'm not going to spend too much time on it, is what does that translate into in regards to your dua? What does that mean in regards to your supplication? If there's so much riding on this night for the year to come, what does that mean? More than anything else, as you call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tonight, and of course with the remaining nights as well, but tonight having a special reverence, as you call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ask Him. Fas'alu. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Exert yourself in supplication. Plan out your next year in your dua. Think about what you want to happen in this year to come. And then take that into your dua. And of course the good things. I think the dua of India-Pakistan is done, right? So some of you spent your first few nights in dua. And I'm not going to say that the Pakistani dua is stronger than the Indian dua. But some of you were probably making dua for that. But exert yourself. What do you want to happen in the next year? What does your next year look like? What are your goals for next year? Particularly your dini goals, your religious goals. Where do you want to be in regards to your hifdul Qur'an, your memorization of Qur'an? Where do you want to be in regards to your studies? Where do you want to be in regards to your spirituality? Where do you want to be in regards to making your sunnah prayers regular? Where do you want to be in regards to abstaining from a particular sin or gaining a good quality? Where do you want to be in your career? Where do you want to be with your family life? All of these different things, and where do you want to be with your ibadah? Translate it into your dua. Fas'alu, the Prophet ﷺ said, ask, Allah is more. Fas'alu, Allahu akthar. Allah is more. Do not be shy to ask of Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Utilize these special nights, inshaAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept these nights from us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala write down for us more than anything else, His forgiveness. Allahumma innaka afuwan kareemun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna. O Allah, You are the one who loves to forgive and You are generous. And because You love to forgive, we ask You to forgive us tonight and all of these nights and to accept our Ramadan. Allahumma ameen. Jazakumullah khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.